Therefore, now, no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. I want to talk using a portion of this text. It's a sure thing. It's a sure thing. Benjamin Franklin once said, "And nothing's certain except death and taxes." Many people believe that the only sure thing is death and taxes. They believe this because many things in life are constantly changing. Diets, what you eat, what you shouldn't eat. They told us for years, get rid of lard. Use vegetable oil. Now they're telling us lard is good for you. It's better than vegetable oil. Truth be told, that's what's wrong with Kentucky Fried Chicken. It don't taste like it did when I was a kid. They don't use lard. Some of you young people might not know what lard is. That's called pig grease. The culture is changing. Beliefs that we thought were certain are now being turned upside down. Political world is constantly changing. New laws are constantly erasing old laws, and some for the better, and some for the detriment of the city, citizens. Medicines are changing. Some cure what ails you, and many cause things that didn't ail you to ail you. You know, I watch television sometime and they be advertising some of this medicine, and when they finish telling you all the benefits, then they tell you it may cause blindness, enlargement of the kidney, liver disease. And I'm saying, who wanna take that? The world is constantly changing. But one thing is not changing, and that is the promises and the word of God. The word of God is a sure thing. As we look at this text this morning, I want to look at it from the fact that there's a sure thing that every Christian has no condemnation now and in the future. No Christian, no believer has to worry about condemnation. Can I just bring it on home to you? When you accept Christ as your Savior, God, in your case, has took hell off the table. You're no longer under the threat of going to hell. Paul wrote this book to the Roman citizens' church, and he says, notice, there is, therefore, which goes back to chapter 7, verse 6, now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Now, when we look, when we read the Bible, slow down just a little bit, and I think it'll help us to appreciate what God is saying in this text. He's saying, there is, therefore, as a result of what I just said, now, stop right there. Paul is saying, right now. He's not saying sometime later in the future. What he's saying is right now, the moment you accept Christ as your Savior, right now, at that moment, there is no condemnation for you. That's interesting, too, in this text, just verse 1. The no condemnation in the Greek text is in the emphatic position. In other words, when a biblical writer wants to emphasize something and he don't want you to miss it, he wants you to look at it, appreciate it, shout on it, he'll put it at the beginning of the sentence, or sometimes he'll put it at the end of the sentence. What he's saying is, don't miss this. This is so important, I want to say this first. He's saying, therefore, now no condemnation at all, now or in the future, for those who are in Christ Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, when you accept Christ, it's a sure thing. You are guaranteed heaven. Now notice what he's saying. But you got to be in Christ. Being in the water won't do it. Being in the church won't do it. You have to be in Christ. That's where salvation resides. In Christ Jesus. Then he said, notice, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free at that moment from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, that is, we couldn't keep the law. Nothing wrong with the law. Paul tells us that in Romans chapter 7. The law is just, holy, and good. But the law points out your sin. The law could not take care of your sin. It took someone else. For what the law, being weak, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. So what the law couldn't do, God did. You see, when people try to keep the law to be saved, it is absolutely impossible to try to keep the law. Because the law can only say you are a sinner. The law can point out, you are a sinner, I am a sinner, but the law could not remedy my sin problem. It took God sending forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to deal with the law that was contrary against me, that was against you, so that by placing my faith and our faith in him, what the law couldn't do, Jesus Christ at Calvary did for you and me. It's a sure thing, brothers and sisters. And there are a lot of folks today who don't believe that you can know while you're living, you're going to heaven. It said no condemnation. I know what some of you are thinking. You've been here long enough to know that there is a Christian's judgment. So how does this square with the Christian's judgment if there's no condemnation? Then why do Christians need to be judged at the judgment seat of Christ?